The recording.
Hi, Karamba. This is Bart Simpson, dude, and you're listening to Jonah
If this is
Radio.
gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Kneel down! Out here, just a little bit cheaper.
Get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hang on with
got
your friends.
I can strut growl for you.
Dixon.
I don't understand. It's just fun.
In defense of Coldplay.
Hey, bud. Good party.
What do we know about partying?
Oh, what it is. It is time for Jonah Radio with me, Jonah Ray Dio. Again, can't make it. You got an early version of the vaccine, and it did not go well. So look out for a mutant version of Dio wiling out on the streets there. Cash Hartzell is here.
Hey, everybody. How are you? I am doing well. Thanks for asking. It's good to see you, especially you. You know who I'm talking about.
Ooh, saucy. Neil's here.
Here I am. Yeah, I'm
great
here.
Bits. Great bits all around, everybody. Yeah, good job.
Well,
really
I went
appreciate
long
it.
Here, he went short. And then...
Yeah, but I also did the same thing for Cash, and he turned it into a bit.
Yeah,
well,
just
no, he
kind
said,
of
how
later.
Are you?
And then
he turned it into a bit. But it was the same intro, Neil.
Well, okay.
You got the same opportunities as everybody else.
I'm doing okay. Just talked to my mom.
Our guest today is a returning friend, a writer, musician, bon vivant, Renaissance person. Please welcome everybody, our good pal, Allie Gertz.
Hey, clap,
Hello.
Clap, 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 clap.
So good to be here. What a treat.
Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. I recently, I've been getting a lot of compliments through a song that you made recently, because I had you do a kind of a cover version of the Toys That Kill song that we used for the opening of this show for my new podcast,
yeah.
Let Me Watch Your Movie With You. And
yeah,
people seem to really dig it.
That was really fun to do, and I really am glad that you asked me to do that, because during lockdown, it's been pretty hard to stay, at least for me, it's been pretty hard to stay, like, creative and feeling like anything that, like, because I write songs about cartoons, and it's just like, why would anyone want to hear about Ren and Stimpy now, you know? So
I think if at any time, but it, you know, it's like, what gave it more of a reason any other time?
It, my music has never been important, and that's true.
No, I think it, and that's what makes it important, because it's like you do a good job with your stuff of, like, and no, you know, you have a very personal songs, but you still, it's like, you know, a lot of your stuff that you've put out, like the Rick and Morty album and early stuff, blank sweater stuff, but
redacted sweater.
Yeah, redacted sweater, but like that stuff, it's like, you know, it's entertainment should be escapist, you know, in a certain way.
That's true. And for me, it was just hard to even find a way to escape into the things that I really like. And so when you asked me to do a cover, that was really fun, because I really love to do covers in general. Like I Rickroll people on my first album. I do a cover of Never Gonna Give You Up. And it was really fun to just take a, you would ask specifically, like, can you make it kind of sound this type of way? And so it was fun to do. And so I haven't listened to it again, aside from when you've posted it. And today you asked for the files and I listened to it and I was like, hey, that is pretty good. So thank you.
Yeah,
really
of course.
Fun to do.
Of course. Yeah. And we're going to play it in a little bit, but, have you gotten past that? Because, you know, I think a lot of people were having the same thing with the, how am I going to be creative in this time right now? But have you adjusted and found a way to do it?
Well, what I have found is that I'm happiest when I'm watching no fewer than 10 episodes of Survivor a day. And that makes me feel creative in a new way.
That is 42 minutes per episode, 10.
It is.
So you got a good,
you listening to this can't see this right now, but Cash just turned into that Julia Roberts meme with all of the equations going all over his head.
And you still guys can't see this, but I'm watching Survivor behind my computer.
I never got into Survivor, not for any reason. I think it just it started on TV, and I wasn't really watching TV at the time, and I, you know, for years I didn't have any.
Wow, that's so cool.
Well, no, I just didn't like, I couldn't afford it. I just wasn't home to watch TV, and I didn't have like a TiVo or any kind of recording device.
Yeah, I didn't watch it when it came out at all. I obviously saw the same references everyone has seen in pop culture to Survivor. I obviously kind of got the basic idea of it. I always thought I was way too smart and cool for a reality TV show, and I was so wrong. I'm exactly the right amount of dumb for it. It's perfect. And yeah, now that everyone, I mean, I'm not working right now, and so I've just had a ton of free time, and I was creative and productive in some ways, but I really allowed myself to truly just sit on the couch for hours and hours and watch Survivor for the first time. And it's, life is better that way for me. So
that's good.
No vaccine for me, thanks.
Neil's kind of the same way, but he just watches Molly's Game over and over again.
Well, no, that was like the first part of the pandy. And then less recently, I did that movie Chef twice this morning.
Are you okay?
I mean, I do like Chef. It is a very feel-good movie.
It's got great music in it.
Great music, great rhythm.
I haven't seen
like
it.
It's John Favreau cut. Yeah,
I've never seen it, but there's a cover of an instrumental cover of Cream by the Wu-Tang Clan in that movie that wound up on my iTunes that I listened to a ton.
And there's a Preservation Jazz Band cover in there. Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, this is the same dude who put together the Swinger soundtrack, a staple in all of our lives in the early 90s.
Is it really?
Oh, come on. How many Big Bad Voodoo Daddies albums do you think the four of us collectively owned? Because I'll say all of them for myself.
The Swinger soundtrack was the Judgment Night soundtrack of its day.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Putting together old punk rockers with horns.
I think that was actually the same day, though. Wasn't it? 1993?
Sorry, but just separate dimensions. Yeah. Well, I guess the big question with all...
BJ Porter dimension and then everyone else's dimension.
Yes, exactly. I guess the big question, Allie, is when does your Survivor podcast come out?
Ooh.
I would honestly love nothing more than to spend... 3 times as long as one episode to describe an episode. I think that once our Simpsons podcast is over that Julia and I do, that I probably won't do any other TV show podcasts. But you saying the idea of a Survivor podcast, even though there are already like 25 of them and they're all really great and they get the guests on it, I do kind of want to do that. So I think more likely than not, I'll just say I'm going to write some songs about it, which apparently some people have already done, and they're like really good songs about Survivor.
Oh, wow.
Are you thinking of the song Survivor? Because isn't that a song?
Oh my God, that's right.
Song, I Will Survive?
A song. those predate the show.
Well, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to play, what's that, Neil?
There's also a band called Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking
Rocky.
Of. Okay. Thank you.
We're going to take a break with a song. What's that, Neil?
Eye of the Tiger. Survivor.
That's right. That's what it was. I was thinking of that.
So I'll just cut the beginning of this and then cut it right to the end. There. No? Okay. All right. It's good. Thank you. Thanks for doing a couple of takes, Allie. That was really nice. You gave us options. We can cut this together into something that works. It's fine. We're just going to move on. I think we should move on. We've done this seven or eight times. Yeah.
Good. Neil, I'm going to start talking and introducing the next song. Did you say everything you needed to say about the word Survivor? Great. Good. We're going to play Allie's version of Toys That Kill's Little Bit Stranger, which is a fantastic, fantastic version. And I really am glad. You got to put this out on your Bandcamp.
I should do that.
Maybe wait for next Bandcamp Friday.
It'll be Camp Freedy. That sounds good.
Yeah. But this is Allie Gertz's version of Toys That Kill's Little Bit Stranger.
Here's just a little bit stranger. Watch it chip without a little danger. At 6 a.m. it gets a lot colder. That's why you got a head and I got a shoulder. Been sinking to every word you said. ashes from the dead as a getaway. Out here just a little bit stranger. What's a trip without a little danger? At 6 a.m. it gets a lot colder. That's why you got a head and I got a shoulder.
Oh boy, fantastic. Fantastic job. One of my favorite songs, that Toys That Kill song. And you did it, you did such, like, you kept it. It's like, you know, we here at Jonah Radio love a cover.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly like in line with like what we usually end up liking about covers. Am I wrong to say that, guys?
You are totally in line with how we think.
The protocol that we've set.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I have to say, I was expecting that it would be a thing where we would pretend to listen to the song and then you guys would put it in later. So I was not expecting to be recorded watching myself listen to my own song, which truly is a little bit like hell. But
oh, wow. That's a great, like... Just as a brand, that's a great YouTube idea. We should do that.
Making people listen to their own music.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because
you know, we do this live to tape. You know, we like to keep that energy that we used to have when we would, you know, do it in person. But it's also, I do remember when we had Matt Pryor from the Get Up Kids on. Like we're playing one of his songs as we're chatting, and someone was talking and he was like, hey, do you mind just maybe like turning me down for a bit? I don't want to hear this.
Yeah. That's great. But yeah, in terms of the cover, when I listen to cover songs, I am always looking for songs that really can, you know, turn the song on its head, like how Inara George does, you know, Bird and the Bee. They do really great covers of music.
They just
didn't think of a better word than that.
They just did a Van Halen episode. What is it? Album. Those are what those are called.
Deanne and I walked down the aisle to, I think, the Bird and the Bees version of, I'm blanking on the song title, but it's the one from The Jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know, it's a poem. Yeah.
Yeah, so I love what she does in covers. What if I was like, and I love what Rivers Cuomo did with Africa, just making it sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's what I look for in a cover song, for it to almost be the original. But no, I was a little nervous doing it for someone because I've written songs for people, but when I write a song for someone, they're always going to be at least excited that there's this new brand, like a brand new creation for them. And
mm-hmm.
if they don't like the song, it's still cool. But like a cover song, like you're asking for it to be covered because you love the song. And so you kind of, at least for me, I was thinking like, well, I want to make sure I get every single part that's in the song in terms of like the changes and the energy, but still in my style. And so I was really relieved that you liked it, and yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, you should be sure.
What I love about it is that Jonah's using that song to sort of expand his brand the same way that like Don Rickles have a song that he would always close with. Was it Mr. Warmth? There's some song where it was like, if you go see Don Rickles, he insults you for 95% of the show, and then he does like a song right at the end that's very sweet.
It's like, I'm a nice guy, isn't it?
Yeah. There's something like that. But what's whatever he's on, that's like his theme song, is he always closes with that. I think Jonah that you have, now have this song that's going to score you the rest. Like now, when you, if you do another TV stand-up thing, you're like, oh no, that's my intro music.
It's your walkout music.
That's true. Good thing
you're
I quit.
You're a little bit stranger.
You're a little bit. Yeah, that's the name. Also, generate a little bit stranger. Now I'm the kind of guy. I don't think like a normal guy. I'm a little bit stranger. The crowd says it along with me.
Where it goes up, something. String section.
Yeah. Out here. But I don't do stand-up anymore. I fucking hated it, and I'm glad to be over with it. And that is a good time to do a little segment, Allie, that we call...
Do we do any recurring segments on the show, or...
Survivor.
Is that recurring?
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's...
The amount of timing that, like, the amount of good Zoom timing that actually had to come for him to interrupt right there. It's laudable because, like, he saw what was happening and like, got out of the box a little bit early, so it still matched up, so it hit our ears a half second late.
Yeah.
Jonah, I believe what you were asking about was... Mm-hmm. Amusing news!
Oh, that is right, Cash. It is time for music news.
The news is back in town.
The news is back in town, and this is where we talk about the current events, the ways and woos, and the wheezy hoos of music news. Cash, what is the internet talking about today?
And the internet, and it's talk of music. I had some good one. Well, this is one that we shared privately that everyone needs to know about. This is from metalinjectionnet.com. Dude wakes up from coma to find his favorite metal musician as his respiratory therapist.
And now this is real. Like, it's like Neil's response was like, I thought this was a Hard Times article.
Yeah. Cause there is sort of an underlying satire of like, of course everybody's favorite metal bassist has a side job, like a very serious side job.
Yeah. Especially within the last year.
Yeah.
And there's a opportunity to move into the medical profession.
That's a good point. And a guy to see the pandemic coming and to, within a year's time, become a respiratory therapist with all the training that needs to take place. Pretty inspiring. Hey, you're just taking tubes in and out of people, right?
Yeah. You know, it's like probably a weekend only community college course or something.
You just go down to the annex.
Yeah. Great. Good call. We're getting this podcast on the other side of all the respiratory therapists. That's smart. Guy will.
Hold on. Let me go get some pots and pans to bang if it'll make him feel better.
I woke up from a 3-day coma. Guy came up, woke me up, and said, "Mason, my name is Terry, and I'm here to take out your breathing tube." I opened my eyes wider, and my first words were, "Terry Taylor from Hammerlord."
I just think of the Mr. Show sketch. Yay!
Little hot dog.
Yeah.
He got the rest of the band to come visit him too. That's pretty great. And brought him some merch. So you never know. I think that if you wanted to make this into a Hard Times, I think it would be dude wakes up from nap to find his favorite metal musician as his pizza guy. That's the Hard Times version.
Yeah. It would be something like, but it would have to be like a kind of a punk or hardcore band. Like, it's like dude answers door to find that HR from Bad Brains is his pizza, is his postman's delivery driver.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with, Neil, did you? Dave Grohl and Greg, scroll up a little bit, his producer, every year they do a Christmas song. They put out a Christmas song. Well, they announced this year they are not doing a Christmas song. Instead, they are doing a Hanukkah EP, basically. They've chosen four so far covers of Jewish artists that they are covering one per day. So far, they've done Beastie Boys Sabotage, which is pretty cool.
That's not a real stretch, though. I think I saw that he covered that. And that I think I almost heard it exactly how it was going to hear it in my head. I go, I don't need to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty dead on. They also did Drake's Hotline Bling, famous Jewish guy. Hold on one sec. I'm gonna grab this from you, Jonah. They did Mountain's Mississippi Queen. I don't know if you guys knew that Mountain was a Jewish band, nor that Jews had ever been to Mississippi and had options on their queens. But yes, they did Mississippi Queen. And just recently they released Jewish Canadian Princess, Peaches, their cover of Fuck the Pano.
Ooh. Cause it's a mess. IUGSIS. Stay in school. Cause it's a mess. Sucking on my titties like you wanted me. Calling me all the time like Bonnie. Check out my pussy behind. It's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teacher? Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away.
And they got Peaches.
Fuck the pain away.
It's actually.
Fuck the pain away.
Wow.
If you're listening to this, you should go watch it because it is that song is such a jam. Like, and seeing them actually play it and then build to Peaches coming in, and she is in a isolated studio with them playing on a screen like an inch away from her face. It's a jam, man. It really works.
That sounds great.
So that's the first four nights of the Hanukkah EPs that they're doing.
That song is never going to mean anything to me except the wedding sequence from Letterkenny.
Did you guys see how Smokey Robinson was asked to do a cameo? Someone asked Smokey Robinson to record a cameo for his mom, who grew up on the same street in Detroit, I think, as Smokey Robinson. And so in it, he was supposed to wish her a happy Hanukkah. And in the message, Smokey Robinson is so charming and so endearing. And he's just saying like, hey, you know, your kids asked me to do this for you. And we grew up on the same street. It's nice to see you again, I guess, blah, blah, blah. And they wanted me to wish you a happy Chanukah. I don't know what Chanukah is, but I really hope that you have a nice one.
Wow.
I thought it was really sweet, though, and it really is the spirit of the holidays to very just blindly wish someone a happy something, whatever it is that you celebrate.
I don't know what Chanukah is.
Chanukah. And, like, he just sent it to Cameo. Like, he didn't think, just like, should I look it up? It's just like, no, I'm getting paid to do this. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. God. It's just an old guy mistake, but it does seem like something he should know. He's been around a long time in the show business.
Yes.
But it's also spelled two different ways, so he's probably seen it spelled with an H.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it's spelled two different ways, but it feels like you see them both in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just making excuses.
Yeah, no. You know, here's a crazy thing about Neil. Always defending Smokey Robinson.
Oh man, it is embarrassing.
It's a part-time job.
It is. You should. When he dies, you should run his the gift shop at his estate. Oh, I still have the computer sound. Let me give that.
No, it's okay. I was telling you to move on.
All right. Well, we talked about this last week, Bob Dylan, but it happened. It's happening again. David Crosby is selling his back catalog.
Oh, man.
Twitter shareholder and music guy David Crosby announced that he intends to sell his catalog work, saying, "Streaming stole my record money. I can't work, and streaming stole my record money. I have a family and a mortgage, and I have to take care of it, so it's my only option."
He is the only guy from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young that hasn't had a number one record on his own.
Really?
His number one records only came from the groups he was in.
Wow, what a loser.
Fucking failure.
That's great.
No number on that, but I guess Stevie Nicks sold her catalog for $100 million last week too. Yeah, they're all going like,
they're all cashing out. They see the numbers dropping.
Yeah.
She's so popular on TikTok right now, though, I feel like. So many, like, I'm on TikTok all the time to try to stay young for two more years. And I keep, like, finding like all these kids always, like teenagers always have good taste in music, or not all of them, obviously, but there will always be teenagers who love like great classic rock and stuff. And it's just so weird because there'll be a Stevie Nicks song and then they'll just be doing like a very complicated dance to it that then all of the other teenagers do. I'm not sure how much you guys know about TikTok, but
well, there's that Ocean Spray guy on the skateboard.
That's true.
Kind of probably kicked off the Stevie Nicks kick. Yeah, the Nicks kick.
But there's always, I mean, there's so many, just witchy, I feel, is just a, it's part of adolescence now for everybody. And nobody sums up witchy more than Stevie Nicks. It's just like a soundtrack to that 6 weeks of your life.
Has anybody done the TikTok part of the song from the Gwen Stefani? The TikTok, TikTok.
Oh, I don't think. Well, I'm sure they have. I have no idea. But that's a great idea, Jonah. You should do it.
Well, I, you know, I signed up for TikTok, just, you know, grasping at straws of relevance. That's, and I didn't
understand. That's what you do between 6 and 7 every night. That's your grasping at straws time.
I was like, this seems like it's Vine, but there's no time limit. And I didn't really get it, so I just deleted it off my phone. I was like, all right, I think this is
like, it. Get it off.
This is my stop. I thought it was my, like, I kind of just was like, this is my stop on the social media bus route. And I'm fine with it now.
Well, that's great. It's good to love yourself.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's every day it gets harder. What else is going on in the, let's give a couple more news items. And it would be fun to get into our topic.
Well, Charlie Pride died, country music's first black superstar, and the CMAs may have killed him.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like, it's like,
what?
Because a lot of people started speaking out right before he died, saying like they weren't as safe as they said they were trying to be. Yeah.
Yeah. He got, I think it was a Lifetime Achievement Award at the CMAs at the ceremony last month. Not a lot of people wore masks. They did not do it. And now he, 3 weeks later, he's dead of COVID. So,
I hate that.
Yeah.
That's a real bummer.
No good.
No.
That's a no good.
But, I mean, it's good that he was honored shortly before his death, at least.
Yeah, no, they let everybody know they really cared for him.
They didn't even give him a chance to try and have a comeback.
How old was he?
Oh, I just closed
it. 60, I think he was in his...
Yeah.
Oh, that's too young.
Yeah.
No. I think it was 76.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
no, dyslexic. I'm just kidding. Oh, ooh, yeah, made it a couple extra years. There's not a lot of, like, there's a lot of best album of 2020 stuff, but I think we're going to talk about that more towards the end of December. And then it's even more depressing stuff. It's, hey, we got the official cause of death of Eddie Van Halen. So, that's great.
What was it?
Cerebral vascular accident, but it happened because he had cancer, basically.
That one is, I mean, there are obviously like so many tragic deaths happening of both famous and non-famous people this year, so it's kind of like hard, and why would anyone rank it, but like Adam Schlesinger and Eddie Van Halen, that's been like a very difficult time just for people who like that stuff, like me and my dad. We definitely cried a lot when both of those guys died, so that's too bad.
That's a real fucking, it's crazy.
It'd be cool if they said, like, we actually just found out they're alive. They're back. Yeah,
they were just in another dimension. Turns out, we had to walk through the fire of COVID to check it out. So that's it for music news. We're going to take a break with a song real quick. Illuminati Hotties put out an album this year. And it's they got a great song, real quick one, before we come back to talk about some novelty songs. But this one has a sort of novelty song title, and it's called Will I Get Canceled If I Write a Song Called If You Were a Man, You'd Be So Canceled? And this is Illuminati Hotties. We'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Hey everybody, Cash here for MeUndies. MeUndies believes that your comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. You're a total badass, and what you should wear is only accentuate that fact. MeUndies truly believes in empowering self-expression. Their pledge for 2020 and beyond is called MeUndies Gives, an initiative that supports those who have systematic barriers to their self-expression. By shopping MeUndies, you support causes such as LGBTQ plus communities, mental health and well-being, and women's rights. Well, folks, what underwear are you wearing at this very moment? Does it feel like you're sitting in a heaven cloud? No. Should you reconsider? How much more fun would you be having right now if your undies were covered in pandas or sushi rolls? Don't you think you'd feel a little bit more like you? Here to talk about feeling like you, or just feeling you, is MeUndies customer Neil Mahoney.
That's me. Yeah.
Neil, welcome to the ad read. Now,
Thanks very much.
MeUndies offers classic colors to ridiculous prints. Now, you're more of a classic color sort of guy. You were telling us last time your approach to MeUndies. What did you do when you decided to get into MeUndies?
Well, as I did this morning, as I returned home from 2 weeks abroad, I cleaned house. And what I did with MeUndies was I cleaned house. I got rid of all my underwear and I bought 12 pairs of black-on-black MeUndies. This is before our sponsorship or anything. Like, I knew this was good stuff. So I got black on black on black on black. And yeah, you can never tell when they're dirty, which is great. And it's a pretty sleek look for a guy with a, you know, questionable body.
I like the idea of just you opening up your underwear drawers and it's militaristic. It's almost like the North Korean army, where it's just black on black on black, just, I'm sure, regimented in rows. It's pretty great.
The key is you got to roll them. You can't fold them. You roll them so that the elastic band doesn't get stretched. So you roll them, and then it's like tubes in the drawer. And it's like a daily dosage of MeUndies.
That's pretty cool. Well, you know, MeUndies are available in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. So you could... you could go extra small on the left to 4XL on the right, and just depending on how you ate and drank last night, you got your own pick.
Yeah, well, I need 3XL because I have huge holes.
MeUndies membership. MeUndies believes you and your butt deserve comfort inside and out, which is why they created the MeUndies membership. It's really just a great way to love on yourself. Each month, replenish your basics with styles that are anything but basic. Styles will let you be the truest version of yourself right down to your core. Get that, Neil, right down to your core. You get discounted pricing, controlled shipping, and exclusive early access. Love your butt and get the membership. Well, MeUndies has a great offer for the Jonah Radio listeners. Any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product, whether it be the black undies that Neil gets or the onesies that I get, for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get your first 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/Jonah. Neil, what's that?
MeUndies.com/JONAH.
Yes, with an H. If you just do the A, you'll get John A's podcast deal, which may or may not be the same. Thank you so much for joining us, Neil. I don't think referenced any... North Korea came up. So we're getting better at this. We're learning not to bring people down when they listen to MeUndies, but it's taken us a while. Well, once again, you can go to MeUndies.com/Shona and get your 15% off plus free shipping. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show.
Hello, this is Rivers Cuomo, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.
All right, we are back. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're just tuning in, we have our guest, Allie Gertz, with us. Allie, you had a Simpsons book come out. Was that this year? I can't even tell at this point when things happen.
No, I did not choose the good year of 2020 to release a book about The Simpsons, but I think it was last Christmas is around the time that it came out.
That's right.
And it's a nice little stocking stuffer for a Simpsons fan who doesn't already know everything about the Simpsons, because otherwise he'll just be correcting me and Julia all the time. but it's a great book to just have around, not necessarily to read, but it's great.
Is it a fake news? Is it a fake news New York Times bestseller?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I didn't realize the fake news had gotten down to the New York Times bestseller. So that's
it's tragic.
Oh. I know it was in the headlines, but like the rankings. Oh,
that's terrible. Yeah. Like we were talking about before, Allie, which the kind of music you've made, like you've made serious stuff, but you've also made what could be considered, I mean, like, novelty songs.
Watch it. Yeah. When you
made what some would consider shitty music. Now I'm not sure on the terminology. No,
it's not just a clever name. yeah. When you told me that the topic was going to be novelty songs, I went into like a little mini crisis of just like, am I a novelty act? And so it's been very interesting to kind of figure out. And I have yet to figure out like what makes a song a novelty song versus just straight up comedy music, because in my opinion, there are tons of songs and bands who make great funny songs that like I wouldn't have considered as like a novelty, you know, like Jonathan Colton makes great funny music. And I guess Weezer probably does have like one or two kind of more novelty songs, but like their funnier songs, I don't necessarily put in that category. And then like all of Weird Al, like, I guess he's a novelty, but I don't know, because, like, some of the songs are just, it's hard to say.
So. Yeah, well, it's Wikipedia defines novelty song. Novelty song is a type of song built on some form of novel concept, such as a gimmick, a piece of humor, or a sample of popular culture. Novelty songs partially overlap with comedy songs, which are more explicitly based on humor. And they reached their popularity during the 20s and 30s.
I saw that.
Where's the Venn diagram of parody song?
Right.
I guess that's got to be, because that's both, because that's a sample of pop culture, right?
Yeah.
So sample that's pop culture, but it's also usually humorous in some kind of way. And
well, especially with like Weird Al stuff. Yeah. Right. Cause Weird Al stuff, he always has like a theme. When it comes to like, you know, he's like, I'm going to talk about this but it's going to be in the style of this song.
Right.
You know? And so, but like this, you know, you never know, because like Dr. Demento, it's like sometimes people just made a weird song, like Zappa, a lot of crazy Zappa songs.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
But then there's also like, you know, Dancing Fool, which is, you know, like one of his, obviously. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite novelty songs. And play you little clips of them. Now let's start with our guest Allie. You kind of gave me the email you gave me was very funny. I was just like, oh, just send me what your favorite novelty. And then her response was, hiya, I had a hard time with this because it turns out a lot of songs I like are novelty songs. I can't tell what counts as novelty versus what's just comedy. So if any of these feel right for you, she gave me like a breakdown.
Oh wow,
here are the holidays songs. Here are the classics / Dr. Demento songs. Are these novelty songs?
That's a really interesting question. So I feel like a Halloween song is definitely a novelty song.
The Monster Mash is a classic song. Mm-hmm. So good. It's so funny. Clearly a novelty. You know? Yeah. And whole album that he has of other Halloween songs is worth listening to.
Other mashes.
Oh. I did not know. But
then you also had
Christmas music. Really, is that a novelty? I mean, there's funny, like Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That's a novelty song.
That's a novelty song. Yeah. But Silent Night is not, I mean, that's a holiday song, but it's
not
a novelty
song. If anything, is that like just a Christian song?
Yeah.
Silent Night, you know.
Or religious.
Is that religious music in a way? But like one of the things you mentioned was Downtown Julie Brown's the Homecoming Queen Has Got a Gun.
Yeah, that's very fun one. That's one of my favorite songs. I think that maybe I talked about that on one of the times that I was chatting with you guys, just because my songs lend themselves to the novelty comedy sphere. You know, talking about kind of what influences me, a lot of those types of songs are up there for me because they're really good songs, like, and they're produced amazingly.
Yeah,
in order to tell a joke, you have to you have to have everything that goes along with it. You can't distract from the joke with a badly produced song or a song that doesn't sound like what you want it to sound like.
Right. And just to mention, I think it's Julie Brown, not Downtown Julie Brown.
Oh, shoot, you're right. Downtown Julie Brown was the VJ.
Yeah, different Julie Brown.
Yes, you're right, you're right. I'm sorry about that. But one of on your list of classic / Dr. Demento was one of my favorites, which is Napoleon 14. They're coming to take me away, haha, which is so demented.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
Brilliant and weird and
so weird.
Creepy.
That to me is like very emblematic of, I don't know, it's the type of thing that you would come across like when you're like between the ages of like 11 and 14 and you'd you'd find it and feel like the coolest, smartest kid in the world for liking it or having discovered it yourself. And it's the type of thing that you would show someone, and if they don't like it, that's kind of what you expected. But if they do like it, it's like, that's awesome. Another person like me.
Yeah, no, that's definitely that that thing that you know, what's the writer of like adaptation, Charlie Kaufman, says, like, you know, good art is just is anything that makes someone feel less alone.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of a thing to think about when making stuff. It's just like, well, maybe the other me out there is going to like, you know, go, oh, so it's, you know, someone else. Like, you know, when Milhouse meets the other Milhouse. So let's go. We're going to go next with Neil's choice, which I thought was great. Like, this is almost the start of a kind of a whole subgenre of like novelty music. And it's the song Convoy.
Yeah.
And it's
C.W. McCall.
From the original McCall motion picture Convoy.
Yes. And they describing, but it's like trucker music kind of became a thing after this, like CB rock.
Yeah, between like 1973, 1977-ish, like trucker music was like a cool thing. And like when I was a real little kid, my dad had a CB radio. And every time he left us in the car to go, you know, pick up a cigar or something, we'd get on there and start like heckling truckers, like asking for ice cream and shit. But, I just remember all this like weird trucker lingo being like cool at the time. Like it was like a cool thing.
Yeah.
This song was a pop chart number one hit. And it's a song about trucks driving in a straight line to cut down on air resistance.
And they're also describing the movie itself, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, sort of like, I guess there's characters named and stuff, but like, it's just like everyone had like a fake name, which is kind of relatable now because everyone's got an internet fake name. And they're deep. Yeah, it's so stupid. It's literally about like, yeah, convoy, yeah, we're all gonna like get all these trucks in a straight line and drive from coast to coast.
Ain't she a beautiful sight. Here's the song,
because there was an oil crisis in 1973, just to elaborate.
Here, so we go,
everyone had to like,
yeah, I know.
It's when the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit was invented, and so like truckers were like, "Oh, this is bullshit." Like, we used to be able to floor it.
Oh, that's really funny, actually.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
That's actually hilarious.
I meant it.
All right, here's some of C.W. McCall's Convoy.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Well, was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Roll this trucking convoy across the USA.
That's great.
And you know what's so funny? The only reason I like all of a sudden I was like, oh wait, The Simpsons. That's from
Canyon
the
Bar.
Yeah, no, it's Canyon Arrow. But also when Homer gives Bart the AM radio microphone or the and he's like, that's the when he gets down the well. That's the thing that like in the commercial for it. Homer's reenacting, it was like, come on, it's fun. We got a great big convoy. Ain't she beautiful? It's a convoy. And then the dog starts to howl.
That movie was directed by Sam Peckinpah.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Cash, yes. yours, I had never heard of this. Peter Rowan's The Free Mexican Air Force.
Yes. Well, this is a genre of song that eventually turned into hip hop music, but it is the weed song. It was a song about how great some weed is. Peter Rowan actually did a bunch of these. He wrote a song called Panama Red, which is a Western about a stranger coming into town. That's also the name of some pot, the Panama Red. They asked for it in.
So let's get back on the song.
But this is it's a
having
pot
trouble
song.
With your memory there, bud.
Here's The Free Mexican Air Force by Peter Rowan.
In the Morelos Mountains, campesinos are planting their fields. By the ghost of Zapata rides a horse that can still outrun the wheel. Free in the sky high above and clear out of sight. It's the free Mexican Air Force flying in the city of angels.
So it's kind of an American narco corrido. It's from the mid 70s as well, which kind of I don't know if it ties into this like the weird trucker thing, but it's about a drug smuggling operation. They have a plane and they're flying Mexican weed up into America, but like there's just it's a novelty song in that it's like it's kind of a Spanish song in English. The accordion player on that is a guy named Flaco Jimenez, who is like one of the kings of Mexican accordion. But it was just this sort of off brand sort of, and you know, before hip hop really, it was like Cheech and Chong songs and like there was what's the one there was like Smoke Two Joints and there was
well there was a lot of reggae songs like I Smoke Two Joints Before I Wake Up, I Smoke Two Joints at Night, and then there was I Do Not Sniff the Coke, I Only Smoke Since Mila.
Yeah. And then there was one on the Easy Rider soundtrack called Roll Another One, but there's just like these like weird country ass it's you know country, not the like Okie from Muskogee sort of thing, but sort of outlaw stuff, but even not exactly outlaw stuff, more like we're goofy ass outlaws. I don't know. But that song always sort of like struck me as a weird novelty song in that it was like it's not about anything serious.
No, definitely. You know, it's funny when I was going through different kind of novels. So there's the stuff, you know, the Hello Mata, Hello Fadas, the poisoning pigeons in the park, fish heads, you know, dead puppies. There's a lot of like great kind of weird stuff. One of them, like I saw that we all know Surfin' Bird, right, by the Trashmen. Like this one.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird.
But I just, this is a side note, they made another song called Bird Dance Beat, and this is it.
I'm gonna shake your shoulders and I move your feet, we're gonna stomp to the bird dance beat.
Wow.
I'm gonna pop your arms and I move your hands, so we're gonna rock to the bird dance band.
Yeah, I found that very, very funny.
Was that like the B-side to the single?
That's a great.
We're gonna do this one more time.
It's a great indicator for what classifies as a novelty song, is if the first one hit and then they made like a weird sequel that it's not, just basically the same thing.
Yeah, well, that was like
that's the Convoy thing.
That's like the Boris Pickett thing too. With, yeah. You know, Monster Mash is just that he kind of kept on making.
He has a whole album. There's like so many bad there's like. Like that werewolf bar mitzvah song makes fun of like that type of song so perfectly. Yeah.
Werewolf bar mitzvah is still one of my favorite Halloween songs.
It's a banger. It's legitimately a great song.
Yeah.
He's scary.
Yeah. Boys becoming men becoming wolves. One of like when I got the first like 20th anniversary of Dr. Demento collection, the two CD set from my local Borders, there was a song on there. That like kind of blew my mind. It's a real long song. I'm not gonna play all of it, but like it's called The Existential Blues by Tom T-Bone Stankus. And I was thinking like, it's like, oh, I want to learn to play guitar and I want to make stuff like this. It was like the kind of like comedy that I, when I was, you know, 11 years old, I thought like I could do. But here's a little bit of it. And it's not available. I had to find it on YouTube. It wasn't anywhere on any streaming services or downloadable. Let's see if we got this going here.
Hey, man. What are you really into, huh? The elusive butterfly has just tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, Tebow, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie got 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is the left wing really Pinko? Colonel Sanders, what a bore. You ask so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is this schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul.
So
that's really cool.
So that's like how it goes, but then he parlays it into this. Al, you know this song, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so. It turns into him just recounting The Wizard of Oz. Like. White and existential blues. Hey, bobbity 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 ding 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 existential blues. Hey, you can do what you want, play off my existential blues. I think it's coming up soon, right? My blue sweat,
existential blues. Bit of Sean on off there.
Yeah.
I got a quest. Walking down the road, I was walking down the road, I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said,
anyway.
It's like a Robin Williams.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
If Robin Williams could keep up with himself on guitar.
I was in the poppies.
Smells so good.
Yeah.
I was getting pretty tired. I smell so good. Be with how I'll just stretch out in this little field of poppies, 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 poppies.
And there's still 3 more minutes of the song. From It's a 7-minute song.
Wow.
That was my pick. Also, second, like Eric Mayai from Cheech and Chong is like one of my all-time favorites.
Truly, that's such a fun song.
Yeah, it's and the so sketch good. Is great too. The sketch of it, like
that's,
it's a.
That's what I meant.
Okay, but like this is, you know, of course from.
Tickle you.
Yeah, it was your window open. All right, well, that is it for the show. I want to thank our guest, Allie Gertz, for joining us. Allie, people can follow you on TikTok, of course.
No.
No, don't.
You guys can find me on Twitter.com.
You got it. You're back. You're back, baby.
Finally got it back. It feels so good. My name is @ Allie Gertz.
And that's two L's,
right? And one G, one O. Yeah.
One A.
How many Z's?
No, wait.
Today, no, just five. One A.
But thank you so much for and then like also what's your Bandcamp just so people can do you have a Bandcamp?
I think it's also just Allie. I think everything is Allie Gertz at whatever the thing is. So Allie Gertz at Bandcamp.com.
Yeah, AllieGertz.bandcamp.com.
I'll put the song up by the time airs.
Put the song up, and if you like it, wait till the next Bandcamp Friday so Allie could get full profits off of the sales. Thank you so much for tuning in. Cash, I love you. Neil, I love you.
I love you all.
I'm also in love with all of you.
Yes, also with you.
we lift them up.
We're going to end with a song from Max Coyne, who is, of course, he is the drummer and fiddler. And he put out a solo album this year called Modern World. And it's a really good record. And so check it out. And we'll see everybody next week. Goodbye. That's fun. A little mess up. You know, people like to see how the sausage is made. Goodbye. Okay.